last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to talk about, or let's say answer, some doubts or misconceptions on the important issue of Mahdaviya or Mahdism, or the concept of intidhar, of the last savior. The question that we need to talk about in this very show is about the longevity of the life of Holy Imam, the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. It has been said, or it has been written about in some books, that longevity and long life of Imam cannot be accepted. This very issue actually can be answered very easily by Quranic evidences. But we need to dive into this question with presence of Islamic researchers and scholars from Qom Seminary Schools. For that, we have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi to help us answer the questions. Sheikh Murtada, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam and thank you for having me.
Thanks for accepting the invitation, Sheikhana. There are a series of questions around his longevity. So we know many people who lived at least more than 100 years.
The example mentioned by the Shia scholars in the 4th century after Hijra include some people who lived for some thousand years. For example, we have Luqman ibn Aad, who according to the sources, he lived for about 3,500 years. This is in Al-Ghiba al-Hujja, page 114. Mm-hmm. And the other point is that when the Shia scholars, they mention that we have some people who have lived for a long life, they are not claiming that, okay, for example, Nuh lived for 1,000 years or 1,500 years, and Mahdi will live for 1,500 years as well. No. The point is that when we have had in the history some people who have lived for a long life, like 500, 1,000, 2,000, it means that it is possible for a human being to have a long life.
Very true.
So here the discussion is not on whether it is 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000. No. What we are talking about, what the Shia scholars, they are trying to prove is
the
that...
the possibility of such,
exactly.
Such an event.
So the point is that even if Nuh lived for, let's say, 500 years, mm-hmm. it is enough for us to prove that it is possible for a human being to live for 500. If it is possible for 500, then why not for 2,000?
Very true.
So the reason the Shia scholars, they are mentioning these various examples is to prove that it is possible for a human being to live for such a long life.
Dear Sheikh, the next part of the doubt that this person or questioner focuses on is comparison between the longevity of Iblis and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And he says, based on what he says, and it is not at all in any Shia context, that Shias or the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt actually compare the longevity of Iblis with longevity of Imam of the Age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that we, at least as the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, have never heard of. So regardless of if we have heard or not, or we have seen any document in this regard or not, I wanted to ask if such a comparison exists in Shia school of thought or in Shia context or Shia sources or not. Second, can anyone, if yes or not, can anyone actually compare the longevity of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to longevity of Iblis? Is it a good comparison to be done, Sheikh?
So... First of all, as you mentioned, we have not found any narration in Shia sources and any statement by a Shia scholar to say that Mahdi is alive because Iblis is alive. I mean, Iblis has a long life, so Mahdi, alayhi salam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, can also have a long life. So, first of all, it's not mentioned by any Shia imam and any Shia scholar. Second of all, as you mentioned, some may reject this comparison because us human beings, we are created from, let's say, Adam alayhi salam was created from clay and Satan was created from fire. So, I mean, there is no similarity between the two. But there are two points that I think need some more elaboration. First of all, this Wahhabi scholar says that this comparison between Mahdi, when I say Mahdi, I do not mention Imam Mahdi alayhi salam because this Wahhabi scholar only mentioned Mahdi. Mm-hmm. He claims that the comparison between the life of Mahdi and Iblis is not true because the longevity of Iblis has been mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran. To answer that, this is a very, I think, dangerous answer to this question because as a Sunni and as a Wahhabi, do you believe that all our beliefs should be mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran? If this is the case, I mean, you cannot, you have no proof to prove many of the Islamic laws which are mentioned in jurisprudence. You are a Quranist, and I'm sure that he does not believe in that. So when it comes to the age of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we have tens of narrations in our sources which prove the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and it is enough for us. So as Shia, we have enough reasons and arguments to prove the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and it is absolutely rejected even by Sunni scholars that everything that we want to prove and we want to believe in should be mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran. The second point that I would like to mention is that although I mentioned that no Shia scholar has made such a comparison, but this comparison can be made, and can be interpreted in a true way.
Yeah.
The argument is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to give such a long life to a creature like Iblis, who was created before Adam alayhi salam, and he will continue to live for maybe the end of this life or after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to different ideas. So the same powerful God can also give a long life and protect the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So the point is that, again, I repeat, this is not mentioned by the Shia scholars, but we can give it a true interpretation. Mm-hmm. So the life of Iblis is a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to protect the life of one of his creatures called Iblis. So the same God, for the guidance of human beings, he can also protect the life of the last Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So through this perspective, we can say that even that comparison is not a wrong comparison.
Mm-hmm. From the viewpoint of only longevity?
Yes, of course.
Okay. But in a sense, there are two essential differences among these two existences.
Wherever you be, I'll be with you. 'Cause you're the one, my heart is too.
The last part of this series of doubts on longevity of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that he claims in his book that based on the claims of Shia scholars, human being can find eternity, and it can even also be backed and proved by the modern science and medical researches. First of all, before diving into this doubt, or this part of the doubt, actually, I wanted to say and mention and tell the respected listeners, no Shia scholar have ever said such a thing that human beings can find eternity, and based on, let's say, medical researchers can use something and take a medicine to become eternal. But the person actually claims such a thing in his book, and we want the respected guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, to shed some more light on that. Has any of the Shia scholars said such a thing on eternity of human being? First, and if yes or not, why this person has brought such a document or such an argument in his book? Is it, again, baseless like some of his previous arguments?
Some of the contemporary Shia scholars like Muhammad Hussein Ali Kashif al-Ghitaa, they, to prove the longevity of the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they have mentioned the viewpoints of some of the Western scholars. Some of the Western scholars, they say that technically, I mean, medically speaking and based on science, it is possible for a human being to have an eternal life in this world. Mm-hmm. They believe that, for example, if everything is correct, if there is no pollution, if the nutrition is good, if I mean, there is no weakness in the life of a human being, which may be very close to be impossible. But anyway, they say that the body of the human being in and of itself, if it is protected, I mean, without any problem, without any pollution, with all the good conditions for nutrition and so on and so forth, the body of human being has the possibility of an eternal life on the earth. Mm-hmm. This is what is quoted by one of the Shia scholars from the non-Muslim scholars who are, I mean, scientists.
But he does not say that it is his own word. Actually, he narrates and quotes from another scientist.
Exactly. So the point is that what this Shia scholar meant is that according to this, to the science, not only long life is possible, but also eternal life is possible. So they want to prove that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he knows everything when it comes to health issues. So it is possible for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to have a long life because according to science, it is possible for a human being, if he acts upon all those instructions, to have a long life. So it is only to prove that, scientifically speaking, it is also possible. This is the first point. So no Shia scholar has claimed that the human being, they will have eternity on this world. Even Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all the other human beings, after some time, after the reappearance and after the first nafkh sur, blow in the trumpet, they will pass away. This is something for sure. The second point is that there is no contradiction between the possibility of eternity and its rejection by the Noble Book of Quran. Let me shed some more light on it. The point is that a person can claim that it is possible for human being to have eternal life on this world.
Yeah.
But will it happen? This is another issue. So this Wahhabi scholar mentioned some verses of the Quran to reject that. But what the verses of the Quran rejects that is the, I mean, happening of this phenomenon. But it doesn't reject its possibility. My point is that even according to science, we can accept that it is possible for human beings to live on this earth for eternity. But will it happen practically? Of course not, because of the verses of the Quran. So the verses of the Noble Book of Quran only reject that eternity will take place. But they do not reject the possibility, I mean, when it comes to science, they do not reject the possibility of the
eternal
life. Very true.
We have
life.
To distinguish between the possibility of such an event and also its happening.
Exactly. This is the point. Of course, we do not claim that what is mentioned by those scientists is true. But the point is that the verses mentioned by these Wahhabi scholars only rejects the happening of this, but did not reject the possibility of that.
Very true. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and scholarly enlightenments on the topic on longevity of Imam of the Age and answering the doubts and misconceptions raised by a so-called scholar from extremist groups. And I hope that you respected listeners have enjoyed and enjoyed the discussion and were benefited as I myself was. I hope that you join us again in our upcoming session to find more answers to the questions which are actually given to questions around the topic of Mahdawiyya or Mahdiza. Till our next session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin Al-Hasan, Imam Al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.